at the Islander RV Bandoleros. And this is the one I've been talking to you on Racetime Radio on Sunday nights.
Yes.
This is the battle. Owen Groves, Sarah Thorne. It's probably been the most exciting racing I've seen in 15 years being involved with motorsports. And I tell you, they're going to throw down here for you. And hopefully we'll have a replay of the last seven races that we've seen here all season.
Brad, with your expertise in racing, you've driven a pro stock lots. You retired out of one. When you get into Bandolero racing, you take a track this size. Does a draft come into play with these cars?
I think Brad's getting chicken wings.
Well, with the with the wind factor coming down the backstretch here, it might, Joe, a little bit, but these cars are pretty low to the ground, and I don't think you're going to see that play much into that.
Well, we'll look for a slingshot move. You've probably seen that lots here.
Unless you're in Atlantic Dodge Dealers Hobby Stock and you're Stephen Guest and you got that big wing on the top of that Honda Civic.
Yeah, I can't wait till that car comes up.
But this is a guy, his big sponsor is Buddy with the Plow. So I love Stephen Guest, the 84 car, and he does play with the aerodynamics here.
And you can. Think about it. When you're driving down the road, coming down the Trans-Canada, put your window down. You're doing 50, 60 miles an hour. Put your window down. Stick your hand out the window and tell me if you feel any resistance.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've just been working with Jimmy Johnson, actually, from the NASCAR Acceleration Nation. And it's funny. They got a cartoon of Jimmy Johnson. So we go into the school with these kids for NASCAR, and it's an amazing program talking about science and math and what racing's all about. It's not just about getting into a car, as Brad would know with his experience. You know, there's a lot of factors. There's tire technologies. There's a lot of things that happens on pit road that a lot of fans don't get to see. But this new program that we're working with NASCAR out of Daytona, it's called the NASCAR Acceleration Nation, and it's with Jimmy Johnson. And that is funny that you said that, because in the video, Jimmy Johnson is driving down the highway with his hand out the window talking about draft.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I think back to, and this is quite a few years ago, my son Joe Jr., he's now working in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. He's on the number 95 for Michael McDowell. But when Joe was a young guy, he used to have a junior late model at Sauble Speedway. And, you know, aerodynamics was all something that was in his mind all the time. He'd watch NASCAR. And the guys were set up at Talladega, I want to say. And there was one driver that sort of had it figured out if he stuck his hand out the window. Because at Talladega on a super speedway, everything's closed in on the far side, and on the driver's side, it's still open with the window net. The driver stuck his fingers out, and he picked up the pole. He ran a fast time. Everyone on pit road picked up on that. Drivers were trying to stick their fingers out the window. NASCAR also caught on and said, you stick your fingers out the window, and you won't be getting a time allowed. So that got the driver's hands back on the wheel. You'd wonder at 200 miles an hour, them wanting to let go and stick their fingers out, but they'll do anything for a little speed.
Sounds like the way Patty Squires drive, but we're going to go back to action. The 2016 Camaro SS is coming down front stretch. We're going to pass it over to Jerry.
All right, and your starting lineup for the Islander RV Bandolero Series here at Eastbound International Speedway. Starting on the pole tonight, it is the number 23 of Michael Neary out of Torbay, sponsored by O'Neill Nissan and Flagco. On the outside of row number one, it's the 06 of Sarah Thorne from Chance Cove, sponsored by Bay by Bay LTD, Subsea Imaging, Turner's Garage and Auto Body, Finish Line Vinyl Design, and Robin's Donuts. On the inside of row number two, the number nine car of Owen Groves, sponsored by G. Groves and Sons, Edward Collins Construction Contracting, A. St. George and Sons, and Napa Auto Parts. He's out of Heart's Delight. Driving the number three machine, Joey Arsenault from Middle Cove, sponsored by Amanda Arsenault Realtor, Hanlon Realty, Acme Mortgage Financial, and Baum Energy. Driving the number 16, out of Chance Cove, it's Olivia Thorne, sponsored by Bay, Subsea Imaging, Turner's Garage and Auto Body, Finish Line Vinyl Design, and Robin's Donuts. Driving the number 54, Nicholas Codner from Torbay, sponsored by DC Auto, DC Trim, Diggett Mini Excavation, First Class Limo, Pouch Cove Pharmacy, Capital Crane, Skyhook Crane, and Tapper's Gas Bar. The number 19 machine is out of St. John's, driven by Kyle Hederson, sponsored by GMP Auto Pro, Big Al's Automotive, and Interlock by Design. The number 59 machine, Matthew Rideout, out of Conception Bay, Weir's Construction, LCEC Excavating, Dominion Paving, Mercer's Paving, Busan Excavating, High-Tech Scales, Kadem Construction, and Industrial Rubber, all sponsoring on that car. The number five is Jacob Lawrence out of Torbay, sponsored by Platinum Door and Hardware, Atlas Pizza, Executive Computer Supply, Ace Locksmithing, and Lawrence Glass. Driving the number 84, he is 9 years of age, Noah Healy out of Paradise, sponsored by Wingin' It, Island Hose and Fitting, Eastcom Communications, Universal Construction, Interlock by Design, JDM Repair, and R&D Towing. Also 9 years of age, driving the number 30 is Jonathan Upshaw in the Dennis Porter Trucking, Brian's Auto, and Nanum Pop sponsored machine. And rounding out our field, driving the number 7 is Luke Arsenault out of Middle Cove, sponsored by Acme Mortgage Financial, Amanda Arsenault Realtor, and Hanlon Realtor, and Bomb Energy. Why do I get a feeling this is going to be a wild race?
Because it is going to be, Jerry. Everybody wants to win, and Mike James said, you keep your eyes peeled on this one. Who have you got your peepers on, Mike?
I'm going to go to the girl action here. Sarah Thorne's been so strong this weekend, this year, and although 23 Michael Neary looked awesome in the heat race.
Well, they come down to the stripe. Green flag is in the air, side by side at the front of this one, Jerry. Look at them go.
And it's not going to take long for Sarah Thorne to put that 06 in front. She'll exit turn two with the lead behind her, the 23 of Michael Neary, then the 9 of Owen Groves. The top three starting to pull away already.
Meanwhile, Thorne leads them off at turn four. The 23, Caro Neary, settles in for second, and he's followed by the rookie in the 9 car of Graves.
The 54 car is driving it hard there now behind the 16, Olivia Thorne.
Yeah, Olivia says, hey, don't forget about me. I'm coming in that 16 car, and I'm rolling right now. Trying to catch up to those front three. Sarah's got the lead, but in tow the 23 and the 9, not too far away, Jerry. We got a breakaway in the top three, but not for long. We got two more coming.
That 16 of Olivia Thorne and the 54 of Nick Codner, they're not wasting any time as they try to make their up that lost ground. Now the number 7 machine of Luke Arsenault going to move over out of the way as the leaders come charging down into turn number 1. Side by side battle for that second spot. Owen Groves in the number 9 gets up alongside the 23 of Michael Neary. Not for long, he gets in front of him as they come to turn 3.
Meanwhile, Groves takes over the second spot as Neary fights back on the back bumper of Groves and settles into third.
We just seen the slingshot, I do believe, that 9 car up the inside of the 23. It'd be interesting, Jerry, if the 23 can roll up on the rear bumper of the 9, if the 2 can run down Sarah that is up front. But right now, we got a little bit of a breakaway, little separation between each vehicle in the top 5 laps in the books.
On that last lap, Owen Groves threw down a 19.576 lap time. That is super quick for a Bandolero. Sarah Thorne's been averaging. Oh, here we go. Sarah Thorne just threw down a 19.52. That is faster than the four-cylinder hobby stocks. That is incredible lap times from Sarah Thorne and as well as Owen Groves as they heated up here in the Islander RV Bandolero Series.
What were we talking about earlier with cooler weather? Oh, yeah. Big horsepower and lots of grip. Maybe that's where the lap times are coming from.
Meanwhile, we've seen earlier in the heat race the 9 car Groves takes a few laps to get going, and he looks like he's closing the gap between him and the leader of the 06.
You can bet Sarah has got her foot to the floor, probably pushing it through the floor right now. She wants to get that car just a wailing around this racetrack. The 06 machine, a white with a beautiful white car with a nice fluorescent pink 06 on the side of it. She's got a real good race going here tonight at Eastbound International Speedway. It is the Islander RV Bandoleros on the racetrack. 8 in the books, now 9. And she's still got the lead, guys.
Brad, I don't know if you've seen that on the front stretch there. Nicholas Codner almost kissed that wall. He was so tight to get past that lap traffic there.
Yeah, we had a meeting in the drivers' meetings. They wanted the lap cars to go up outside, but I think some of these Bandoleros are staying down on the bottom. And when two cars come up side by side, it's pretty tight quarters to get by.
A couple of young bandits out there, just 9 years old. Actually, the car number 30, it is his birthday this weekend. He is now turning 10 years old. So to see him out there, this is pretty impressive for these young kids, just 9 and 10 years old, competing against 13, 14-year-old teenagers.
Hey, guys, things are about to get real interesting here. Sarah Thorne in that 06 coming up on the lap traffic as they came out of two down the back straightaway. And she's just trying to pick the right lane to go by. She gets by two of them already. Now the 05 of Jacob Lawrence moves up the racetrack out of the way as she comes down the front straightaway.
It was a beautiful crossover there.
It sure was. Owen Groves also having a look at how it's done up front. Owen deciding to take the lower lane, the quicker way around the racetrack. And I believe Owen is starting to reel in that real estate as we have 12 laps in the books. Sarah Thorne out front in the 06. Seeing a little bit of smoke.
Smoke coming from the 06 car.
And that wasn't brake smoke, guys. That was right in the middle of the front straightaway.
We'll see if we get any here in the backstretch as she lets off going into turn four. No smoke this time by. Meanwhile, the 9 car continues to chase down the 6 car of Sarah Thorne for the lead.
White flag silk is in the air as they come around for the final lap. This is going to be a replay of the earlier on the season lap traffic. Which way will Sarah go?
Owen Groves has got the back bumper of Sarah as they come through the lap traffic. Owen looks to the outside. Sarah gets the job done in the 06 car. A close second. Owen Groves gets second place and gets a podium finish here.
Back to Michael Neary in the 23.
Oh, contact!
Car. Wow, big contact down the front stretch. That new car, not so new no more for the 54 car.
The 16 just a touch off the 54, and the 54 into the wall.
Hey, guys, the 54, Nicholas Cotner just gave us a thumbs up. He is okay. And we're just checking now to see how the 16 car is doing. But that's a big hit. There's a lot of damage on the front end of that number 54. The whole left front is in a real mess.
Little sister love there. Sarah Thorne checking out. And we've got teams there now trying to get at Olivia Thorne to make sure she's okay.
Big contact, and that was after the checkered flag. Sarah Thorne wins the race, and man, what a race. It looked like the 9 was going to reel her in. Lap traffic at the end of that race sort of made Sarah make some choices. She made the right ones and split the field and ended up winning the race. That's what she came here to do tonight. Mission accomplished, you can guarantee that.